you are frustrated by what we call fraudulent psychics, and I wanted you to elaborate on that a little bit, Joseph.
You know, recently the city of Los Angeles wanted to, again, go after psychics.
Licensed psychics,
psychics. I don't see how government can do that. In a sense, they would be legitimatizing people who may not be legitimate. In order to keep track of them.
Mm-hmm.
This happened back in 82 when I started working, and I got together with a lot of other psychics. We formed an organization, Professional Association of Holistic Arts and Sciences. They put me on the board of directors. And what we stood for was to fight City Hall, but also to educate the public. And one of my missions is not only to express what positive psychics can do for you, but also what negative psychics can do for you. To be a consumer advocate.
Give me examples of negative psychics.
Negative psychics will tell you a couple of nice things about you and kind of make you feel comfortable and then start to tell you if there's a problem with your love life, with your business, with your life in general, that there's a curse on you and that only they can remove it. And then they begin to people can be very vulnerable at certain points. If there's a certain synchronicity of events that happens, a series of deaths in a family, a divorce, a loss of some kind, and they are very clever at manipulating people. And sometimes people will hand them $10,000 that there's a curse on, and then they disappear. And so they give everybody else a bad name. Most legitimate psychics, you know, I keep a pretty low profile, and I won't do television anymore. I'll do this show, and I've turned down dozens of shows. But most, you know, you'd never know that they were psychics. There are no signs in the window. No palms, no, mm-hmm. you know, astrological signs and whatnot. And so you really have to be careful about who you go to. Anybody who tells you to come back, anybody who tells you that they have the power rather than empowering you. What a good psychic or psychologist or doctor will do is not scare you, but empower you with the tools that you already have, with the abilities that you already have, to improve your life.
I've always felt, too, that a good psychic has also some feeling of psych. He's almost like a psychologist and just knows how to deal with people.
Yeah, and fortunately, I've had quite a bit of shrinkage, and I think a lot of psychics have not. I mean, a lot of psychics that I've worked with could have used some form of psychological help. You got to clean up your own act before you help other people clean up their act.
Well, no doubt about that. Are you a remote viewer as well, Joseph?
No, I'm not.
You are not?
No, I'm not. In terms of psychic, I'm not a clairvoyant either, but I am clairaudient. I mean, I do hear that quiet voice.
Now, what's the difference between a clairvoyant psychic and one that is not?
A clairvoyant will see images, and that's why even some legitimate psychics will go fishing. I've snapped at psychics when I was working with them, who would say, well, does this make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Is there a J? Is your car purple?
I see that kind of thing.
But they'll see a bird, for instance, in their reading, and that can be a message. That can mean a flight somewhere. And so that they'll ask questions, are you planning a trip? Or there may be a message soon. So I'm not clairvoyant. I don't see images and symbols, but I do tune into the quiet voice within a reading.
You don't talk to the dead.
I don't walk around being psychic all the time.
No, you don't. And you also don't talk to dead people.
No, I'm not a medium. I'm a happy medium. I believe in a happy medium, but I'm not a medium. And we don't die. I don't see death, in fact. I do see danger, and of course I tell people, you know, you might want to change your flight day or your operation day.
You've told people that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I've noticed about you is I don't think you ever have told someone, I think you're going to die.
No, I don't see death. And probably because it doesn't exist. I mean, that's our attachment to those that we love. But life goes on.